This is the recording for Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Beis. I believe we're picking it up at the two dots before the wide lines. Amar Mar. So Amar Mar, Kore Kriya Shema Umispal. We said in the previous Brisa that you can read Kriya Shema and then you can daven Maariv. That was the order that the Brisa wanted you to go in, as opposed to coming home and relaxing and then ending up missing Kriya Shema. So says the Gemara, based on this, Mesayeya Lei the Rabbi Yochanan. This is a raya for the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Da'am Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Ezehum ben Olam Abba, who is a person who is worthy of Olam Abba, Zeh Somech Geula Letvila Shel Arvis. This is a person who does Smichas Geula Letvila at Marv. Meaning, he says Kriya Shema with the Brachos, finishing off with Gual Yisrael, and then he davens the Shemona Esrei of Marv. As opposed to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi argues Tfilos be'emtza tiknum, that the Tfilos were established to be said in between the Shema. So you say Shema, then Shemona Esrei in the morning, like we do, and then in the evening you would also say Shemona Esrei before Shema. Not also, but you would say Shemona Esrei before Shema, and that's how you'd be yotze Tfilos be'emtza. They would be sandwiched in between the two Kriya Shemas. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Iboy same akro, iboy same asvara. They could be arguing about a pasuk, or if you want, you could say that they're arguing about logic. Iboy same asvara. What would be the logic? Rabbi Yochanan savar geula meurta nami have. So they're arguing about the geula Mitzrayim. Now, what happened was, for those who know the famous nursery rhyme "Paro in pajamas in the middle of the night," is that at Chatzos Halayla we had Makas Bechoros, and then Paro ran to the place where the Jews were living, and he ran to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Get out of here." And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "No, we're not leaving till tomorrow," and they left Be'etzem Hayom. They left in the middle of the day. So what is the status of that geula that they received when Paro said, "Get out of here already, you're free"? So says Rabbi Yochanan, the geula meurta, the geula at night, nami havi, that's also geula. Ela geula mal yisalo havya, elad safra. It just wasn't the best type of geula until the morning. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi savrak, no, kaven de lo havya ela mitzafra, since they didn't actually happen until the morning, lo havya geula mal yisalo. It's not considered a valid geula, it's not considered a very good geula. Ironically, they're both saying the exact same thing, it's just a question where you put the stress. Right? Do you put the stress on the fact that it's not the best possible geula, or do you put the stress on the fact that it's still geula, it's just not the best possible geula? That's one side of the machlokas. Side number two, you might say makra, or you could argue that they're arguing about a pasuk. Ushnei mikra echadarsha. They're also arguing about the pshat in the same exact pasuk. Dichsib b'shach l'chov kumecha. How do you learn the words b'shach l'chov kumecha? Rabbi Yochanan sever makish chiva l'kima. You compare when one lies down to when one gets up. Makima kriyashma v'achar kach tefila. Just like when you get up in the morning, you first say kriyashma and then you daven Shmona Esrei, Av Shchiva Nami Kriyashma V'Achar Kach Tvila. So too, when you lie down, the same thing. You first say Kriyashma, then you daven Shmona Esrei. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Savar Makish Shchiva Lakima. You stress when you go to sleep, and you compare when you wake up to that. How so? Makima Kriyashma Samach Lamita. So when you get up in the morning, you say Kriya Shema before Shemona Esrei, right next to your bed, meaning not literally next to your bed, but before you say Shemona Esrei. Av Shchiva Nami Kriya Shema Samach Lamita. So too, at night, you should stress that Kriya Shema should be Samach to your bed, meaning the last thing you've said before going to sleep is not Shemona Esrei, rather it is Shema. Fine, that's the machlokis. Masiv Mar Brei de Ravina. Mar, the son of Ravina, has the following kasha. Bo'erev Mevorech Shtayim Lefanei V'Shtayim La'Acharei. So at night, you say two brachos before, right? You say Ma'ariv Aravim and Ohev Amo Yisrael. And then afterwards, you say Ve'emes Ve'emuna to Baruch Ato Hashem, Gal Yisrael. And then you say Hashkivenu. So Iyamit Boi Lismoch, if you're going to say that you need to do Smichas Gula Tefila, Halo Kasamach Gula Tefila, Da Boi Lemeimer, Hashkivenu. You're not going to do Smichas Gula Tefila because it's interrupted by Hashkivenu. So Amre, they answered, they said back, Kevan de Takina Rabbanan Hashkivenu ki Geula Arichta Damya. Since the Rabbanan established that you're supposed to say Hashkivenu at night, that's considered like a longer version of the Geula. Meaning it's not an interruption, it's a Geula Arichta. All right, and sure, we'll have to talk about what's the pshat, Geula Arichta. A lengthy version of the Geula. The Ilo Temahachi, because if you're not going to say this pshat, Shachra Seichim Batzi Samachle, everyone knows you have to do Smichas Gula Tefila in the morning, and yet, how could you possibly accomplish it? Why? Ha, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself says, B'tchila Omer Hashem Sosai Tiftach. at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach. Ul b'sofu omer Yul Ratzon Imrefi. And at the end, you had the pasuk of Yul Ratzon Imrefi. So you see at the beginning, well, we're only caring right now about the beginning. Hashem Sosai Tiftach, it's interrupting. Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael. And then you say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, that's an interruption. Ela Hassam Kev and Zakin Rabban Lamema Hashem Sosai Tiftach, Yitvila Richtadamia. You have to say the same shot that since they established that you're supposed to say Hashem Sosai Tiftach, it's like a lengthy version of the Tvila. Hachanami came to Takin Rabbanu Lameimar Ashkivenu Kigula Richta Damya. So too, then once they establish, they will say Ashkivenu. That is a Geula Arichta. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. Kol Omer Tivu Ladav Bechol Yom Shalosh Pa'amim Muvtach Lo Shuhu Ben Olam Abba. Everyone who says Tehila LeDavid three times every day, Tehila LeDavid, otherwise known as Ashrei, he is guaranteed that he is a Ben Olam Abba. So two things on this Amid, which promise you Olam Abba, Smichas Geula Tila at night, as well as Ashrei. So that gets you to be a Ben Olam Abba. My time, what's the reason for it? What's so great about Ashrei? Ilema Mishum Da Asya Ba Aleph Beis, because it praises Hashem from Aleph through Tav. Meaning it's showing Hashem that we want to give you every praise in the world. There's nothing that we want to leave out. So obviously we can't do it. So we say a praise with every letter in the Aleph base to show Hashem that he's worthy of all the praise. That's what's so great about it. So Nema Ashrei Tmimei Derech. Dasis B'timnaya Afin. Right? So he says, why not say Tehillim Kuf Yud Tes Ashrei Tmimei Derech, which has eight psukim for every single letter. So that's even, that's eight times as good as Ashrei. No, it's because it has that super awesome pasuk of Poseches Yodecha, where we stress that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who takes care of all of our needs. So the name of Halal HaGadol, Dechsiv Bei, Nosin Lech Mechal Basar. So why don't we say the Great Halal? Anyone know what the Great Halal is? It's the paragraph of Tehillim that we say, Hodu Lashem Kitov Kilom Chasto, Hodu Lokei Elokim Kilom Chasto, etc., etc. Right, that's the one where we say it at a Psukkah Zimra of Shabbos morning, and we also say it at the Seder night. That's called Halil HaGadol by Chazal. And that has the Pasuk of Nosim Lechem Mechal Basar, which is also stressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody. Ela Mishum Dispei Tarti. No, but only Ashrei has both. So that's why Ashrei is so great, because it has the Aleph Beis format, where we praise Hashem from A to Z, and it also has the Pasuk of Poseches Yadecha, where we stress that all of our sustenance comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bnei Malo Ne'amar Nun Ba'Ashrei. So once we're on the topic of Ashrei, we say, how come there's no letter Nun? If it's really Aleph through Tav, where's the Nun? V'pnei She'yesh Ba Ma'polasan Shelsoni Yisrael. The answer is because that Pasuk inherently is, it's very interesting that we like sort of know what the Pasuk would have been had there been a Nun in Ashrei. But inherent to the word Nun, it discusses the concept of Nefila, of falling. So it has the downfall of the enemies of Yisrael, which is a euphemism for the downfall of Yisrael. Dichsiv, Nafla lo sosif, kum besulas Yisrael. Right? So what does it mean? Nafla lo sosif, kum besulas Yisrael. Like you have fallen, do not continue, get up. Do not continue to get up. O Besula of Israel, O fair maiden of Israel, or whatever. So basically we're saying that that it talks about the Jews falling and not getting up. And then the Gemara just adds, that's not the only way to learn that pasuk. But my Rava mitarzi la'achi. In Eretz Yisrael, in the West, they used to learn the pasuk like this. Nafla velo sosif linfol od. Kum Besulas Yisrael. You have fallen and you will not continue to fall. Get up, Besulas Yisrael. So that it's not automatically such a terrible pasuk, but nevertheless, Reb Yochanan thought it discussed the downfall of Yisrael, and therefore we don't want to talk about the Nun, and we skip the Nun from that paragraph. All right, a lot of understanding has to be given to that, but that's the Pashur Shad. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak, Afilu Hachi, even so, even though it has the downfall of Klal Yisrael, even if you learn that it's talking about negative things about Klal Yisrael, Chazar David b'samchan Ruach HaKodesh, Shenemar Someich Hashem l'chol enoflim. David in his Ruach HaKodesh understood that you go back and you talk about the Jews holding on for dear life and not falling. Because what's the next pasuk that replaces the mystery Nun? Someich Hashem l'chol enoflim. Hashem allows all those who have fallen to lean on Him. Hashem helps us back up. And therefore, even though David HaMelech left the Nun out of Tehillah David, out of Ashrei, nevertheless, he sort of alluded to the fact that the pasuk should be there, by saying the next pasuk is Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim, that Hashem helps us back up. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Elazar bar Avina, Gadol Mashenemar b'Michael Yosef Mashenemar b'Gavriel. Right now we're talking about Hashem's Malachim, and we're discussing the Psukim of Tehillim. So it says actually something greater about the Malach Michael than it says about the Malach Gavriel. The Ilu b'Michael Ksiv Vayoef Eli Echad Min Hasrafim. Right, so Vayoef Eli Echad Min Hasrafim. That one of these Srafim, the high level Malachim, they're called Srafim, the fiery ones, the burning ones. Right, it says one of the Srafim flew to me. Vilu Gavri Gavriel Ksiv Vha Ish Gavriel Asher Isi Bechazon Betchila Moef Biyoef. Did I pronounce that correctly? Let me just double check. So Vha Ish Gavriel Asher Isi Bechazon Betchila Muaf Biyoef. Right, so there, Gavriel, whom I have seen in a vision, he was flying. Meaning, so he's referred to as an ish. He's not referred to as echad min hasrafim. So my mashma, the high echad michoel hu. So how do we even know? What's the mashmos, the implication of that pasuk, that when it says echad min hasrafim, it's actually talking about michoel. Meaning, so okay, great. He's referred to on a higher level in the sense that he's called a saraf, and as opposed to an ish. But nevertheless, how do we even know that that's michoel? Am Rabbi Yochanan asya echad echad. We have a gzeira shava. Ksiv ha'cha vayoef elai echad min hasrafim. It says by Yar Pasuk that one of the srafim flew towards me. Ksiv ha'sam vihinei Michael echad hasarim arishonim ba'al ozreni. It says over there, also in Sefer Daniel, that Michael, one of the captains, one of the head malachim, was coming to help me. Tana, Michael ba'achas, Michael jumps with one flight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as opposed to Gavriel, who, Vishtaim, he has to jump two flights to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really the main thing that's actually better. I didn't stress that the first time you read it. The main thing that's better about Michoel is that he's just Vayoef Alai, he just flew there, as opposed to there, it says Muaf Biif, right, that it has to fly there, very double flight. So he's two jumps away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then Gavriel b'shtaim Elio ba'arba, Elio anavi in his angelic form needs four jumps. Malach hamavest b'shmona, and the Malach hamavest requires eight jumps. U'bishas hamageifa ba'achas. But if there's a time of a plague where the Malach hamavest is sort of running the show, then he only needs one jump. He's on a higher level than all of them except for Michoel, where he's equal. There's another mitzvah to say Kriyat Shema L'Amita in addition to the Kriyat Shema Yisrael in Shul. Amar Rabbi Yosi Maikra. What is the pasuk that we learn from it? Rigzu v'al techato imru b'vavchem v'amishkavchem v'domu selah. So it says Rigzu v'al techato. You should tremble and don't sin. Imru b'vavchem. Say it in your hearts v'al mishkavchem and on your beds v'domu selah. And then you'll remain silent. You'll go to sleep. Now, I'm going to stop there. Obviously, we're in the middle of discussion of Kriyat Shema L'Amita, but it is the end of the Amid. Just in terms of Rashi explains, how do we know that that's referring to Kriyat Shema L'Amita? Because it says, Al Mishkavchem, Bilvavchem, Al Mishkavchem, that's a reference to Al Vavecha, and Al Mishkavchem is a reference to B'shach B'cha Uv Kumecha. Okay, let's hold here.